Bang, hit me.
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the country thanks to NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, now Street Socceroos set sights for the Homeless World Cup. The team just come back from the World Cup. And the Street Socceroos, a team that put together by Social Enterprise, and the big issue of representing Australia in the Homeless World Cup, and that was from 23rd to 30th of August. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with the big issue national coach, and that's George Halkias. Got George online. George, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Trevor. Nice to talk to you, and I'm greeting you from the land of the Wurundjeri people here in Melbourne.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much, and thank you for coming to the program. Look, a fantastic platform in regarding, Street Socceroos, helping young ones on the street and helping them in all facets of life. And we're talking about a vision for their future, using soccer as a tool. So, look, enlighten us, please. You just come back from the Homeless World Cup. How did that go down? And talking about First Nation players on board as well, please, George.
Yeah, we were in Norway, only got back a week or so ago, and we took eight players to the Homeless World Cup there, and which two of the eight were from Indigenous First Nations backgrounds. And, we had a fantastic trip where we got to represent our country and meet people from all over the world, but
yes,
also get ourselves out of our comfort zone and learn a lot about life and the skills that we need to have resilience and be determined and overcome any challenges in life. So,
yeah,
it was a successful trip, both on the pitch and off the pitch, and our players have come back and set their sights on some new goals now.
Fantastic. So we're talking about Street Socceroos. How long has this been running for? How did it start? And who can get involved?
Yeah, it's a good question. So behind the Homeless World Cup team each year, there's a national program run by the Big Issue. It's called the Big Issue Community Street Soccer Program. It's funded by the federal government's Department of Health.
Yep.
And basically across 30-odd sites around Australia, people experiencing homelessness and disadvantage and different challenges in their lives can attend for weekly sessions where they receive the physical activity, the mentoring, the health promotion and connection to services. So there's these programs all across the country which happen on a weekly basis.
Yep.
And participants, male and female, all genders can come and participate. And that's been running as a national program since 2007. So each year I get the tough task of having to pick eight players.
Yep.
And they represent Australia each year at this special event called the Homeless World Cup. And in terms of First Nations players, across the country, we're sort of increasing our numbers. We have a specific program in Alice Springs, which works with young people at the Gap Youth Centre there. So that's a specific Indigenous youth program. But we, all across the country, we invite people from all backgrounds to come. I know in Brisbane, Townsville, and Perth, and a few of the others, we've got good participation and engagement from some of the agencies that support First Nations people as well. So it's great to have that representation in the programs.
Yes.
And, of course, in our national team as well. So they bring a lot to our program, and they share a lot of their culture. And that's what happened in Norway with two of the boys. And it was special for them, and it was special for the rest of us who got to learn more about First Nations culture. And, represent our country.
And using soccer as a tool, George.
It is, sport. So irrespective of your physical capacity or your experience in the sport, we invite people to come down and have a kick.
Yep.
And so there are some people that have been playing it all their lives, and there's others who are new to the sport. And, we try to create a fun, safe environment, first of all, and then, offer some opportunities for them to learn and get information on how to improve their health and well-being. Beautiful. And as I said, those eight lucky ones get to wear the green and gold with me every year, which is pretty awesome too.
Beautiful. George, how, are we talking girls and boys, and what ages are we talking?
Yep. So our program in Alice Springs is essentially 12 to 14, so a much younger crew. Mm. But across the country, it is 16 and up of all genders. And, yeah, it's a very diverse crew. People with, you know, tackling mental health issues, substance abuse issues, and homelessness. There are those sometimes who have a connection to the criminal justice system and are leaving prison, and that's a positive thing for them to do.
Yes.
So we don't need to know, you know, people's backgrounds or ask them. It's a very low bar. We just invite them. We don't judge them, and they can come and participate. At times they tell us their story and seek support. But for anyone who's looking for a bit of a, you know, hand up and support and encouragement in a positive environment, I like to think that, yeah, we're a special place for them.
And what happens when they come back? They still in a program, or do they sign up with soccer clubs as such and make it a sport? Or?
Well, our programs, as I said, week in, year long. So that's their community, that's their family, that's their friends. And some of them are already working and studying or moving on to different things, but they can be part of our program for as long as they want. And I know players who've consistently been in programs for over a decade, and there's some who sort of drift in and out and go do work and come back if they need extra support. But with the players that we've just gone to Norway with, we've helped them set some new goals, and a lot of them are already on a positive trajectory, and they're doing some work and some study and working to make those changes in their lives. So even though they've had a great time and ticked off, you know, a huge achievement, they're looking at some new goals now, which is really important for them to use that momentum and use that experience to tackle anything else that comes to them in life as well.
It sounds like a successful program as such, you know, and like you said, using soccer as a tool. It just helps them look up in regard to vision for the future and what have you. And the success principle in regard to soccer is the same success principle in business and life itself, isn't it?
Of course. When you find something that you're passionate about or that engages you and creates a positive environment around you, I think people become a product of that environment. The people around their program are usually uplifting. They're all trying to make positive changes. We've got some really strong coaches who are mentors, and, you know, they motivate and inspire, but and they're good people to be around. So, whether it's sport or, like you said, business or any other setting, if you can find good people around you, it sort of takes you a long way. And you can get help as well, because sometimes we try and address things by ourselves and individually, but there's a lot of help out there, and teamwork's the way to go. And sport's a perfect example of that on the pitch, but we need to encourage the teamwork off the pitch as well.
Exactly. George, how long have you been involved?
Just over 20 years, 21 years.
Well, hats off to you, my friend.
A bit gray in the beard, but it's been pretty rewarding and satisfying for me to be involved. And,
You're kicking goals is what I'm saying, mate. You're kicking goals, so congratulations, mate.
Thanks kindly.
Listen, all the best to you. Thank you very much. And, look, hopefully love to catch up and have a yarn with the two First Nation soccer players there.
Yeah, we'd be happy to connect you, and they've got great stories to tell.
Beautiful. All the best, George. You take care, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Great stuff. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. That's George Hakias is his name. Big Issue National Coach. And the Street Socceroos, a soccer team put together by Social Enterprise, the Big Issue, and represented Australia in the Homeless World Cup from 23rd to the 30th of August. And a part of that team was two young Indigenous brothers coming off the streets and using soccer as a tool, and now have a vision for their future, not necessarily soccer, but a vision for life itself. So a successful program, money well invested. When we talk about taxpayers' money, as long as it's doing good, money is a tool and it's doing good there. So, and soccer is a tool. So big shout out to George and the team at Big Issue National Coach to Delhi. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. 1 hour program, National Talk Black, live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And your host, the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, National Talk Black, yarn up strong. Do it.
that income, no. Alpha! He got his damn foot up on your neck, Jack.
Cause my jig is gonna bash in the dark. Some blacks done turn fashionable. Rich in a solar culture, but you know that this don't equal cash in a vault. Saturated with some dumb dogs, killing with no gun though. All these rappers, they off unknown. So tragic, toe tagging all them jundos. Put the money on the rack, shit, I cut my body soul with that blood magic. I ain't on no straight and narrow, but a bullet's cutting edge, looking so jagged. Bella, I'm stumped, what a pinko rule the world that I love. OD.
Practice, practice in the mission, now we march across the city limits.
Prisons quicker than our kids can even finish school. West Papawagi independence with our influences from these ministers in charge. Cosmic root of urban acting sinister. Super handers, that's a move to spin and chill. With this in there, we offer them a razor. Curb with a KKK. Amen. Cut the city off. I'm sinister. Fighting back with them black businesses that I've invested. Tell them gubbers, I got off for them big questions. What my elders died before they pensions. Couldn't stomach truth and why ingest it. Love a lover taught me all about who I'ma be. A product of this life is destined.
Blood magic, blood magic. Blood magic,
blood magic. Holy! Ah! I told you, go see Tricks Mark down. We're taking you to church. Love ya.
Hey girl with the white dress on, should you be the one I'm looking for? Find a girl that's crazier than me. Her hair is swinging in the breeze, turning hair with such an ease. Walking down the road without a care. Come on, baby, kayak with me now. Come on, baby, kayak with me now. Now, 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 now. I've got a crazy, crazy plan. Got a wild woman and this wild old man. If you would turn around, we can really paint this town. In the middle of the night, she's so cool. Like a sweet little beamer in an in-round pool. In the middle of the night, she gonna soothe my soul. Come on, baby, kayak with me now. Dress on, should you be the one I'm looking for? Find a girl that's crazier than me. Her hair is swinging in the breeze, turning her with such an ease. Walking down the road without a care. Come on, baby, kayak with me now.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachenda bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Thank you. it that we're fighting for? We're fighting for our sovereignty. We're fighting for our dignity. This land is ours, it needs to be saved. If we're to find a better place.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great happen.
RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Screening for bowel cancer is simple, private, and free. Your free kit is available every 2 years from the age of 45 to 74. If found early, 90% of bowel cancers can be successfully treated. Doing your screening test every 2 years can help you to stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family, and your community. For more information, have a yarn with your health professional or visit indigenousbowelscreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. Now, court strikes out New South Wales Water Resource Plan and makes historic orders protecting cultural knowledge. The federal court has ruled the New South Wales Fractured Rock Water Resource Plan, that's WRP, is invalid because Federal Water Minister Tanya Plibersek didn't read it before she signed off on it. Now, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with the chair of Muldrin, which is the Murray Lower Darling River Indigenous Nations, and that's Brendan Kennedy. Got Brendan on the line. Brendan, good morning, brother. How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks, brother. Thank you for the conversation.
No, thank you for coming on board, brother. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, bro.
I'm decolonising. Irish name is Brendan Kennedy, with Miller Woodley. I live a band down here at Bobbinvale. Taddy Taddy, Latchy Latchy, Waddy Waddy, Weka Wepi, Mucky Mucky Yiki, and Nari Nari. So I'm currently the chair of Mildred.
Yep. All right, big shout out to your mob and all the neighbouring tribal mob down that way. Fantastic. Thank you very much. So, Court Strikes Out New South Wales Water Resource Plan to make historic waters protecting cultural knowledge. By the sounds of it, they didn't have First Nation people at the table from the get go, Brendan.
No, they did an end run around First Nation people in terms of the engagement. So, part of the Murray Island Basin Plan, they have to have regard to First Nations uses and values in
yes.
water, and they had to engage with the relevant Indigenous organisations. So they failed to do that
yep.
for four nations within the southern part of the Murray Island Basin. So my two of my groups, Taddy Taddy and Weki Weki, but also Barkindji and Gamilaroi. So they did engage with a number of other groups, but they have to have regard to all the uses and values of all the nation groups.
Yeah. So fantastic. So if this has been striked out as such, of course strikes it out, this could be the template for other rivers in the area, if not across this nation, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. It means that they have to engage with traditional owners. They have to have regard for, they have to understand our uses and values. And they can't just, Mickey Mouse, just write up a plan, say, and doctor up their engagements and then push that through to the federal level and just get it signed off just willy-nilly. Those days are gone.
Sure, exactly.
So it highlights now and brings the process, the Commonwealth and state obligations that
yes.
they have.
Yes.
They must meet those obligations, and it has to be lawful
exactly.
in their own laws. So we've found them out breaking their own laws.
Yeah. And look, the rules apply, you know what I mean? Same rules apply. If it's a white man law, what have you, well, black man law can fit in that law as well, outside LORE, and we could win. And you've got to win there, brother, so you've got to be excited about that. And the board of directors and the people, traditional owners, have got to be excited.
Yeah, absolutely. It does set. It is a bit of a reset. It's a real, It means that they have to make sure that they include all the nations, the relevant
yep.
First Nations groups. But the other thing too, our intellectual property is, cultural intellectual property is protected.
Yes.
It has to be treated the same way that companies use IP within companies or within business or within government. They have to treat our knowledge as equally as important and relevant.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
It has to be, used in accordance with data sovereignty and Indigenous cultural intellectual property.
And we're talking about having First Nation people at the table from the get-go. I mean, that's the first thing that should happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, those groups, there were a number of groups who provided, they were engaged, so hence there were nation reports. The Commonwealth went and used all those 20 nation reports. They used their nation reports as defence in the federal court.
Yeah.
When we were calling them out that, hello, there's four big nation groups over here that you have left out completely.
Exactly, yep.
But you're in breach. Plus the minister didn't actually read the plan before she signed it.
Yeah.
But for their defence, they then used the engagement reports, which the nation did not give pre-prior informed consent for their cultural knowledge to be used in a federal court.
Yep. So it's a win for Mildred, and which is fantastic. So would you look at operating now with the court strikeout with the other rivers, Brendan?
Absolutely. Yeah, it can be. I mean, all the other nation groups who have responsibility for rivers right across this nation now,
yep.
They can now point to this decision in their own jurisdictions, whether it's Western Australia, Northern Territory, Victoria, Tasmania. It is now in law. It's court ruling, so it's on the record that the federal court judge has made these pretty strong statements in regard to First Nations, that we are operating as nations. We're not just, you know, a small group of people over here who are to be seen as relevant or Indigenous.
Mm. Mm. Yes.
So we are operating as nations, and the federal court judge made that statement.
Acknowledges that, exactly. Acknowledges it in the decision making. Look, fantastic. Congratulations. A very good yarn. I salute you, my brother. Big shout out to all the First Nation people down there, traditional owners. Congratulations to Mudrin, Murray, Lower, Darling River Indigenous Nations and the work that you guys are doing. Fight the good fight. That's what it's all about, isn't it, Brendan?
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to share this. Information to everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Big shout out to all the mob there. You take care. Keep smiling, brother. Stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Thank you.
Thanks, bye. Bro. A deadly yarn there. That's Brendan Kennedy, chairperson of Mildren, which is Murray, Lower, Darling River Indigenous Nations, and court strikes out New South Wales Water Resource Plan and makes historic orders protecting cultural knowledge. So the federal court ruled that New South Wales Fractured Rock Water Resource Plan, WRP, is invalid because Federal Water Minister Tanya Plibersek didn't read it before she signed it. And there it is. Oil always rises to the top. Pardon the prunt. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here. Deadly number 1-800-422-416. Thank you for your company, your mob. And a big shout out to all First Nation radio stations across the beautiful country of ours. NERS, thank you very much. National News Radio Service, put across the airways. National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
Northern Peninsula area.
Chasing hell of a time. I like Kenny Keith, fella that Patsy Cline. I'm a full grown queen bee looking for honey. I'll play something country. Yeah, the band took a break. The DJ played P. Diddy. She said, I didn't come here to hear something from the city. Said, I'll shave my legs, I'll pay. Money, play something country. I'll play something country. Crank up the band, play the steel guitar. Hang it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back a shot, yelled at my George Strait junkie. Play something country. I'll play something country. And to yell, y'all, it's closing time. She got this wild look on her face and said, your truck of mine. I know a place down the road, it's kind of funky. Ow-hoo-hoo, all out in the country. Ow-hoo-hoo, now play something country. Break up the band, play the steel guitar. Hang it up a little, let's rock this bar. Back a shot, yelled at my George Strait junkie. I'll play something country. I'll play something country. Country. Ow, ooh, now
hearted and drunks, dipping jugs in the clubs from the hole I dug. I'm climbing up, up above. I'm spreading out my wings like a peaceful dove. On the mountain of love, I'm looking down below. To the valley of the shadow of death, I must go. God, give me ammo to rescue my bro. Don't beat up on sister girl, she not a hoe, she's a queen. You're a king, put it under your wing. Shelter here from the nightmare that the terror bring. Do your thing, proper, let no one stop ya. Take a look at Oprah Winfrey, she's in free. And eventually you'll reach the destiny you seek. Standing next to me on the mountain peak, hear the mystic speak. Go back down and reach out for the brother in the alley, hungry, grinding his teeth. Now I'm back in the valley looking for black sheep. For the Most High Priest, Jesus Christ, killer beast. No surrender, no retreat. Dead 6 feet deep, north, south, west, east. Surrounded by enemies, like a plague of killer bees swarming down on me. I find it hard to breathe when they drown in me. Lord, I won't give up, you can count on me. Because a soldier of God is what I'm proud to be. Black, white, yellow, man, it don't matter to me. See, underneath it all, we have the same anatomy. One, with the sun and the outer galaxy. Astrology, religion, philosophy. It's chemistry, simplicity. Set free, mental slavery. Christ died for you and me on Calvary. So when you're in troubled waters, he will calm the sea. With peace, love, joy, and harmony. Pray to thee daily. Gaia Barra is the highest. I pray for my enemies, I pray for the liars. I pray for the dealers and I pray for the buyers. I pray for the day that my soul will riot. Gaia Barra is the highest. I pray for my enemies, I pray for the liars. I pray for the dealers and I pray for the buyers. I pray for the day that my soul will riot. It ain't no surprise I survived suicide. I'm still alive. Yo. Thank God I never die. I'm gonna fly high and glide up in the sky to the sweet by and by with the righteous try. May the light be my guide everywhere I go. God bless me with wings and a bright halo. Yo, I gave up the speed, the booze and the blow. Only God knows my scenario. Salvation after burial. Y'all treat me like extraterrestrial. My love is medicinal. I'm an aboriginal man. I'm not cynical, slammed underground like digital RAM programmed in God's holy plan. Book of Revelations and evil man ran in the spiritual land. I attack on God's command. Swing the holy rod with the mighty right hand and crush enemies until they bust and bleed. They watch me, those men full of lust and greed and jealousy I receive from company. I can't find no love, no sympathy on this planet. The supernatural, I understand it. Enhance it to a level where souls transit. Transform into the masses without taking acid. I found my safe at Lake Placid. Humble as a rock, expressing inner feelings in the form of hip hop. Walking through a crowd to get to heaven's my plot. Like dodging the cop to smoke a bit of pot. Sweeter is the victory when battles get hot. Sharp shot, body rot. Y'all must have forgot. I forgot I got God in my heart. You monsters, huh? Check this out. Gaia Barra is the highest. I pray for my enemies, I pray for the lies. I pray for the dealers and I pray for the buyers. I pray for the day that my soul will rise. Yo, Gaia Barra is the highest. I pray for my enemies, I pray for the liars. I pray for the dealers and I pray for the buyers. I pray for the day that my soul will rise.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Track. Talk Black it is, and that daily track there is My Love, MSP. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Now, we're talking Far North Queensland First Nations Christian Dance Gathering. Look, a fantastic event. Save the date, Cairns, 18-20 September. A venue at 1680 McCormack Street, Moorabool. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with the organiser for this fantastic event, Pauline Lambton. And we're Pauline on the line. Pauline, good morning, sis. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please.
Okay, so Pauline Lambton, my mob, we are the Minjinbul clan group of the Bundjalung Nation.
Yes.
And I'm also a part of the Juru clan under Birrigubba, so down that way too.
Down that way. Well, big shout out to mob, Deadly Footprint. Thank you very much. So we're talking First Nations Christian Dance Gathering. Is this the first of the kind, or we've operated this before?
Look, I don't like to say first because who knows? We don't know. Our mob are so deadly.
Yes.
And our elders are so deadly, they've probably done something in the past.
Thank you.
It's definitely a first for myself.
Good. Okay.
Just looking at bringing the mob together.
Okay, so we're talking First Nation Christian Dance Gathering. Paint the picture. So we're talking about a beautiful dear Lord Jesus and using our culture at the table as well. So paint the picture regarding that, you could say, gathering as such.
Yeah, look, I'll just give a bit of a brief history why I'm doing it.
Mm.
I've been in the industry for the arts for probably more than 30 years.
Yeah.
I've attended a lot of industry events, not only regionally, nationally, but also internationally as well. And end of last year and then this year, I attended the International Christian Dance Fellowship.
Mm.
And these were mobs from all over the world coming together, and they were of the faith.
Yeah.
And I was myself.
And there was no
Tanya,
black space, you were saying, I'm thinking.
Yep, we were the only ones that were there from Australia, the only black faces.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. We had mob from Fiji, Samoa, Jamaica, South Africa, Sweden. It was wonderful. It was like 17 countries were there.
Yeah.
And it kind of fired me up a bit, you know,
okay.
And I thought, wow, this is just another demographic of our dancers, of our mob.
Mm.
And so I thought, you know what, let's bring everyone together who are of the faith, and who want to come in and just get together and just share.
All
so
right.
That's it in a nutshell.
All right, so we are operating on the 18th, 20th September, 1680 McCormack Street, Moorabool, here in Cairns. Is it open for more performers to come on board, or do they get in touch with you, or how do we go about it?
Most
and is there a
definitely.
Cost on the day?
Yeah, look, we are opening up registrations Thursday morning.
Okay.
So from 9 till 12, you can come in, you can have a look at the program, you can meet the team. And we will be in at the centre, so Nindringwani Cultural Training Centre.
Yes.
We're across from Autobahn. So come in, have a look, and it's definitely open for any of our mob to come in.
Okay, beautiful. Fantastic. Happy to give you a number over the
yes,
air.
Yes, please.
Lovely.
Yep.
And
that's
go ahead.
Fine.
And that's fine.
Yep, so you can call my number 0427-861-538 or even visit our Facebook page, which is the First Nations Christian Dance Gathering.
All right, beautiful. And that number again, 0427-861-538.
Yes.
Good yarn with you, my sister. Good, congratulations. Good luck with it all. Please keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon, sis.
All right. Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, Pauline. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Deadly yarn there. Pauline Lambton, her name is, FNQ First Nations Christian Dance Gathering organiser. So if you might be keen to be in that space, share your culture, share the love of God, then yeah, that is a fantastic space to operate in. And that's all happening 18-20 September. Do check out their webpage and regarding Cairns Dance Gathering, First Nations Christian Dance Gathering. Do check that out. Otherwise, give Pauline Lambton a call, 0427-861-538. your deadly program here, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Strong? Deadly number 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana. It's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. A 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service.
My name. they don't give awards, and there's no praise or fame for a heart that's been broken.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Begin to unify across the endless Cape York sky. All the palm trees dance and sway. They know rain is on its way. I see an eagle take to watch it till it's out of sight. It makes me wonder where you are. Nundunilla one thought. Sunshine is followed by the rain. We had our good times, now led you to go away. When the clouds begin to clear, you know I will be waiting here. I know that I must set you free and hope that you come back to me. Nayunanudika gotta go. Nundugati ngatunga. Sunshine is followed by the rain. We had our good times, now shed in vain. where there are losses, there are gains. For the tide ebbs and flows, and you'll come back.
Must have been praying for me to change. Somebody praying.
Yeah, this is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
I screamed your name out to the top of the night. You said, do you think you could hear a sound with no one inside? Tonight.
great stories are written about. And all you need to know, I'll get you out of here. All you need to know, keep me in line. And as hard as it seems, we will be there one step at a time. And all you need to know, I'll get you out of here. All you need to know, sail to south. Before you leave the shores, I'll be there building our own treehouse. And I'll scream your name out to the top of the night. And you'll say, do you think you could hear a sound with no one inside?